Tim Wedgwood and Jodie Looker.
BBC Radio Stoke.
Now, while millions turn to dieting or slimming groups to lose weight, eating disorders, experts are concerned with a rise in the number of people becoming obsessed with eating healthily. Something we were chatting about earlier on, it's a condition, a little known condition, which is called orthorexia. It's not even officially recognised as an eating disorder, but sufferers can become fixated on eating healthy or organic or low-fat food, and that obsession takes over their lives. There are worries that it could lead to other serious mental illnesses like anorexia and bulimia, and experts are now calling for more to be done to raise awareness of the issue. James Lamper is an eating and behavioural therapist and founder of Weight Matters, which helps people struggling with eating and food and health generally. He joined us on BBC Radio Stoke this morning. Morning, James.
Good morning, Tim.
Good morning. Have we all become obsessed with dieting and eating healthily these days?
Well, you know, we live in a world where, with a simple generalisation, I could say that most people believe that thin is good and fat is bad. You know, we have an ever-increasing social pressure from the digital world that we live in and from, you know, media commentary about overweight celebrities to even the subliminal messages from marketing to be healthy and slim. And we buy into this value of being thin and healthy, powerful and attractive. And really, we just want to fit in and be accepted. But you know what? The more we buy into the pursuit of health and thinness, anything else feels like failure.
You're right there, James. I've been looking through like magazines or even the papers today, and everyone is looking sort of slim, and it's all about diets and how to look slim and how to dress to look slim and how to dress to look fantastic. What sort of impact can these fad diets or this obsession with food have on people?
You know what? It can become a wonderful distraction from the humdrum of life. You know, it takes us away from our painful feelings and situations in our lives that we don't want to face up to. And in return, we get compliments and positive recognition from people about how great we look or how disciplined we are. And this positive recognition and regard is how the obsession starts. We feel good, we feel better than we did. And so can you see how the obsession then becomes easily reinforced?
We heard that this is not even officially recognised as an eating disorder, this orthorexia, but it certainly seems to be a problem for people, doesn't it? I mean, do you think, you know, GPs need to know more about it? Even, you know, people that run slimming clubs, for instance.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, there's a classification of eating disorders not otherwise specified, where it doesn't have a specific classification like anorexia or bulimia. But absolutely, you know, GPs to know more about this, but you know, people that are running slimming clubs, so important for these people to notice the signs of disordered eating and obsessing around food, you know, to see how someone's mental health is being damaged, not just by the poor nutrition that they're often taking in, but also by the psychological complexities bound up in their limited beliefs around dieting and thinness. And I think with many slimming club leaders, there's an ethical decision here. For many, it's about making money and retaining a client. And I just hope that their moral compass will guide them to refer people when they are showing signs of eating obsessions.
Is it a bad thing, though, to look at what you know, when you're in the supermarkets, actually look and go for the low-fat things or actually look at the calories? Is that bad?
No, I think that's normal and I think that's a healthy thing to do. I think it's about finding a balanced way that we can enjoy food that allows us to look after our health and allows us to be social without having just strong, limiting, critical beliefs in our head.
So it's when it becomes an obsession, is it then, James?
Yeah. It's when it trips over into the obsession. You know, that's I think, when it becomes dangerous. That's when we need to be careful. And I think that the thing that we need to look out for here is when it does flip over into this obsession. And I think what we're looking for here is maybe the restriction around the nutritional content of what we're taking in. So, for example, people with low bone density would get something called osteopenia when there's an increased possibility of stress fractures, or people will have no carbohydrate diet at all, and that will lead to increased anxiety and poor memory. The other thing to consider is, you know, the social withdrawal. So people that would move towards an orthorexic way of thinking, you know, they would start avoid meeting up with their friends or go to family gatherings because there's such a need for strict adherence to their eating rules, which is so much more important to them.
James, we'll leave it there. Thanks for your time this morning. James Lamper there from Weight Matters, an eating and behavioural therapist.
Radio with personality.
BBC Radio Stoke.